Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorwinski, and on today's program, I am privileged to be joined by the Perry Public Works Department. We have Director Jack Butler and Deputy Director Josh Webker. So, Jack and Josh, thank you, as always, for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we'll start with something coming up here. Obviously, we haven't had our first snowfall yet, but when that does come, you wanted to go over the snow ordinance for that.
Yes. As you said, we haven't had that first snow yet. I know many people are thankful for that. Myself being a winter lover, I'm ready to see it. But the snow ordinance is very important. It's something we've had in place for 5 or 6 years now. Every year it seems like the first couple snows, we have to get everybody back into the rhythm and get everybody understanding how it works. So basically, you know, when it starts snowing, once we get a half inch or more, the snow ordinance goes into effect. And when that happens, there's no parking on the city streets. So we ask that, you know, people pay attention to the weather, pay attention to what's going on. And when it starts snowing, please get out and get your cars off the streets. The police department does an awesome job with us. They go out ahead of us in the overnight hours, and they'll be out there and they'll typically the first snow, they're real lenient. They'll bang on the door. You're more than likely going to get the warning, but they do keep track of that also. So if you're a habitual violator, you know, it starts out with $25 and then it goes up to $50 and then $75. And so you're definitely going to get a ticket. And depending on, you know, if it's a big snow event and there's a lot of snow to move, you could be towed at your expense. So we just want to remind everybody, you know, that obviously we've all got better things to do than to be banging on doors at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and traipsing through the snow and writing tickets. And, you know, the officers have got more important things that they should be out doing. So if we could just get everybody to kind of get that in the back of their mind, remember that that's something that we enforce. And, you know, it's Iowa. It's going to snow. We just want to remind everybody of that and kind of get thinking about that again.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the snow removal. You have some new trucks. How are those looking so far?
Well, they're ready to go. We were fortunate enough. We went through the budget process last year, and we had a couple of trucks. One was a 99, and one was like a 2000, and a lot of salt goes through them trucks to get them streets cleaned, and they were rough, and it was time to get rid of them, and we were lucky, the council, we were able to get two trucks to replace them too. They're ready to roll. We did showcase them in our lighted Christmas parade, kind of let people see them, and we heard a lot of comments. Everybody liked to see that, and we're tickled pink, and I know the guys operating them are because they're a lot more user-friendly. They're automatics now instead of being sticks, and all the controls are right at the end of your arm. You know, things are just more user-friendly is the word we like to use, and so the operators are excited, and I guess for the most part, we are too.
All right. Now I'm going to segue from that to talk about your budget. Obviously, the calendar year is ending here, so you're going to start looking at your next year's budget. So how does that look so far?
Well, this is the thing I really like because I'm kind of a numbers guy. So we'll start here in a couple more weeks looking at what we're wanting to put in for and stuff. You know, really fortunate that local option sales tax passed, and, you know, thank the residents for doing that because that's what bought those snow plow trucks. That's what buys that equipment. That's what pays for those overlays that we need. This year in the budget, looking at doing some building maintenance stuff that we need done. Some of our buildings down at the Public Works Department are a little bit older and stuff, so looking at doing a few improvements there. Probably looking at a couple new pickups. We got some that are, you know, pushing almost 20 years old that they're ready to be replaced. You plow and stuff with these trucks, it's really hard on them. They do take a really good beating, so they do need replaced. And we're really fortunate that our equipment is really nice. And one thing is, they do let us get new equipment, you know, when we need it, but our employees do an outstanding job of maintenance and taking care of our equipment. And that's important. You know, some of our trucks you wouldn't even know could be 15 years old because they do take such good care. So we'll be looking at some things like that. No huge overlay projects this year. I think in the next budget year, if I'm not mistaken, we'll be going for another overlay project like we did. You know, talking with the city administrator, he's wanting to be over $1 million for an overlay project this next time, which is awesome. You know, and that all goes down in the residential neighborhoods. We'll go and look at the roads that are bad and stuff. And that's paid for by road use tax. When we got an increase several years back, we're putting that money aside. It's not going in our budget. And the rest will be the local option sales tax to pay for that. So, you know, some smaller pieces of equipment this year, probably a couple pickups. Looking at maybe possibly a new skid loader and a concrete saw and stuff, but nothing real big since we did get the plow trucks, you know, last budget year. One thing we'll probably do on garbage is be putting in for a new garbage truck. We like to replace our garbage trucks about every 2 years. and then we kind of pass them down. So whatever happens with garbage, it goes to recycle in there, and they take a real beating. You know, I mean, a real, real beating. So that's something that really does need to replace every couple of years. But yeah, hopefully start here in a couple of weeks and present it to the council and pray and everything. But everyone's pretty good. They know the needs and stuff. So yeah, looking forward to starting on it though.
All right. One thing that you didn't mention that we've talked about in the past is the street sweeper. I know that you are wanting to replace that sometime in the near future. Now that the local option sales tax has been passed and has no sunset date, is that something that you're going to be looking at next year, the year after that?
Probably not in this budget year, since we just put in for it last budget year, because our stuff's real expensive. You know, you're talking a street sweeper's $300,000. That takes a lot of that pie. We're fortunate that banks in town have been really good for us. You know, we'll do a 2-3 year lower on stuff. The real low interest rate helps us out a lot, keeps some money local here. But the sweeper will probably wait, I would say, Jack, until maybe the next year, let things kind of catch back up, and then we'll go for it then. But yeah, definitely we'll be putting in for it next year. And something like that with the local option sales tax is nice, because if we do want to do like a 5-year loan on something like that, instead of, you know, having to come up with $300,000 all at once, being able to spread that out over 5 years, $60,000 a year versus $300,000, it doesn't take all that pie. So I would say by not this budget year, next year, we'll put in for the street sweeper.
All right. Now, one thing that you use the street sweeper for is leaves. And obviously, we are in winter, essentially, but there's still leaves out there. How is that going for you?
Well, you know, it's going great. A lot of residents have been out. They've been out raking their yards, getting them bagged up. And that helps out humongously for us, because the more the residents get out and get them yards cleaned up, then the less we have blowing around. So we're still plugging away, and as long as these temperatures keep cooperating with us and we're not seeing any snow and we're not seeing the real cold mornings, we're able to get out there and keep after that sweeper and keep them leaves picked up. So that goes good. And again, I mean, we did extend the yard waste dates. We'll have one more, which will be the 6th of December. That'll be our last pickup for yard waste. And the council did extend the open burning. For the most part, the open burning, there wasn't a whole lot going on, but over the last week, I have noticed a lot more people that instead of bagging it up and taking the time to do that, they are burning that. And so, you know, as you know, there are some rules with that. Sunrise to sunset, and then you need to be in the rear of your property. Basically just some common sense stuff, nothing too crazy. But the one bad thing about, we get a couple of these frosty mornings, them leaves get wet. And when them leaves get wet, they don't burn, they smolder. And then the whole town's full of smoke. So the guys on the route would much rather see you burn them up, because then they don't have to pick them up. But on the other side of that, if it's been damp and it's real frosty and them leaves are wet and you know they're just going to smolder and just make a mess, we'd rather see you get them bagged up. So please, you know, try to get out and get that. The weather's really cooperated with us, which is kind of unreal. The more the people can get picked up and the warmer it stays, we'll get these things tackled and be done with them hopefully soon.
All right. Now, one last thing that I want to talk about today is something I've discussed with Sven Peterson as well, is the public service announcements and how those are getting out to the public.
Right, right. You know, we just went through Veterans Day and then Thanksgiving. And obviously when them holidays happen, there's going to be a change in the routes, garbage and recycle, you know, and you might have, you know, buildings closed, the rec center, for example, or the library or whatever. We're very, very fortunate for a town our size. I was sitting there going through my mind, and I think I could name off 10 different ways that the residents of Perry can be informed about what's going on in our community. And, you know, here we are today, we're out here talking about what's going on. Here's a number one good example of people being informed. But we've got email blasts that you can sign up for at City Hall. It's free. We've got a text messaging. You can sign up with Susie at City Hall for that. It's free. Obviously, we have the radio program. We've got the Perry Living magazine that every house gets mailed to them at the start of the month. We have all these different ways for people to be informed. And every time there's a holiday and something changes, unfortunately, the folks at City Hall, they spend most of their day answering the phones and explaining to people. And we do get people, every time a holiday comes, we get more and more people to sign up. But if we could just get everybody to, you know, stop and just give a couple seconds and pay attention to that stuff. You know, it makes your life easier and it makes our life easier. Then you're not missing out on what day your route's being changed to. And you know if it's snowing and the snow ordinance is in effect. Or, you know something happened at the rec center and they had to close it down for the day. Or the library or any city facility for that matter. I feel that we're pretty lucky and fortunate with all the different avenues that we have to get that information out. And we just need some cooperation from our citizens to jump on, you know, get on that email blast or get on the Facebook page or whatever it may be and pay attention to that stuff because it saves them the phone calls and it saves us the phone calls. You know, it just makes life easier for everybody.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Jack Butler and Josh Webker, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining me. I always appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jack Butler and Josh Webker. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.